The history of rock and roll.
Get on. I feel good. Let's do it again.
It will stand, as the showman put it, and it has stood for some time now. One of the people who put rock and roll on its feet was Alan Freed, who enters the history of rock and roll with his 1952 radio show, introduced by a radio archivist.
This is Charles Hefty in St. Louis, and my interest in Alan Freed goes back to 1948 when I was growing up in Akron, Ohio. And Alan was doing just a marvelous show called Request Review on WAKR in Akron. And I believe that Alan really influenced me into considering radio as a career, because I can recall I thought he was one of the most exciting people I'd ever heard. Really wanted to emulate him. Later, Alan left Akron and went to on television, which really didn't work out, but it was the early days of television, the early 1950s, and Alan soon was hosting a movie on Channel 9. It was at this time that he began his Moondog House show on WJW. Alan was one of the most persuasive performers on radio, totally sincere and believable. Ear checks, I think, prove it.
Come on, Moondog, do it, boy. Come on. Time to move your mouth, and you'll have one less tooth. Your tooth will die before long, Mrs. Moondog, I think. It's old. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Alan Freed, the King of the Moondoggers. Welcome again to our Saturday rock and roll party. We're going to have a ball wherever your party is. We hope we can keep it alive for you. You stay alive. If you like your music with a beat, this is it right here. Rusty Bryant, let's go all night long.
This is Alan Freed. Back in 1951 in Cleveland, we coined a phrase that became the biggest pop musical era in the world. The words rock and roll. Most folks think of rock and roll as all noisy and up-tempo, but rock and roll has a romantic side to it also. And to start our trip down memory lane together, here are the Dells with Oh, What a Night.
Of rock and roll.
Oh, would you like a gold ride near my Billy 59?
Billy 59, Billy 59.
Oh, would you like a gold ride near my Billy 59?
Vernon Green and the Medallions were thinking about futuristic cars back in 1954, a time when the boogie-woogie element could still be heard in many rock and roll records. Automotive songs were the rage later in rock music, but several were popular in the early 50s. One came from the pens of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who considered black denim trousers and motorcycle boots a turning point in their career.
We were always trying to get a record on a respectable label, a major, right?
Some kind of record that our relatives might hear on the radio.
On the radio, on some station that they might be listening to. I think we finally did, actually the first pop records we made were with the Cheers, right? Black Denim Trousers and Bazoom.
Right.
Oh,
The Rockumentary sifts through 18 years of records during the next dozen hours. Faye Adams rolls the rock chart sweep with her big record from 1953.
Free of rock and roll.
Just leave it to me.
Brought a touch of gospel music and feeling to the 1953 R&B record charts with her classic Shake a Hand. The pop chart sweep of the history of rock and roll featured several songs which came from and became advertising themes. Rock music has its own examples. Among them, WPLJ by the Four Deuces. The group cut a radio commercial which became so popular in the Northwest that they expanded it into a whole record about white part and lemon juice.
Well, I said,
WPLJ, it really tastes good to me. WPLJ, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine, it really makes you feel so fine.
So fine.
The year 1954 saw many rhythm and blues records breaking into the pop market. The Spaniels were covered by the McGuire sisters on their version of Goodnight, Sweetheart. But the original was heard widely on rock and roll radio.
Goodnight, sweetheart, rest, time to go. Goodnight, sweetheart, rest, time to go.
Clyde McFatter and the Drifters followed up their hit of Money Honey with a 1954 release which was banned by some rock and roll stations because of its sensuality, Honey Love.
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it when you hold me tight. I need it in the honey love. I need your honey love.
Another hit from 1954 brought an example of pure blues to the R&B charts. Guitar Slim's The Things That I Used to Do, interestingly enough, was arranged by Ray Charles and was his first contact with a hit record.
The things that I used to do.
The history of rock and roll moves into 1955 with a ballad from the Nutmeg.
The history of rock and roll.
Well, here in my heart,
Nutmeg's Story Untold is a perfect example of the rock and roll ballad, a form which many adults at the time found even more repulsive than the shouting and double meanings they found in up-tempo rock records. It was often hard to explain to them how a voice could be both awful and good at the same time. The El Dorados also rose through the 1955 charts on the strength of At My Front Door. Turbans clicked at the same time as the El Dorados with a record called When You Dance.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a
history of rock and roll.
Hearts made of stone will never break. Cause the love you have to build, they just won't take. You can ask them, please. Please, please, please break. And I thought you knew.
The Jewels also scored in 55 with their version of Hearts of Stone. The Five Keys, one of the earliest rhythm and blues groups, were still going strong in 1955 with a deep breathing love song, Close Your Eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Take a deep breath. Open your heart.
Open your heart.
And whisper. Tell me you love me.
You love me.
Tell me you love me.
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 Tell me you love me.
You love me.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me.
Robins, who became the Coasters shortly after releasing the next record, reopened the history of rock and roll with a sound from 56.
Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beef,
Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the sweet,
Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her die
at Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
The history of rock and roll.
Boom, 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 boom.
My real name is Mister. No, for
Both the Robins and the Cadillacs, whose Speedo was a 1956 hit, featured bass voices. Bass singers are scarce in contemporary rock and roll, perhaps because they've been outmoded by the electric bass guitar. But they were everywhere in the 1950s. Oh!
Talking doop 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 a bell doop 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 a bell doop 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 a bell doop 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 doop. Boom, boom, boom.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Da, da, da,
da, da. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Da, 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 da. Ooh, wah, 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 wah.
Dang, 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 ding, dong, ding. Love me.
Drifters released the original version of Ruby Baby in 1956, a year of excitement for a young man named Frankie Lyman, who had two smash records with his group, The Teenagers. Why Do Fools Fall in Love and I Want You to Be My Girl. The History of Rock and Roll presents the voice of the late Frankie Lyman, recorded during the first flush of his success at age 16.
I first started when rock and roll was at its peak, and many people were, you know, trying and trying to make the grade. So I figured, well, if I try, I just might make it. And when I got with a group, we tried.
You made it.
We made it.
Prior to that, Frank, had you done any singing or played any instruments?
No, I play the drums really well.
In a moment, a record which made rock and roll history.
History of rock and roll.
Joe Turner was billed as the boss of the blues, though Carina Carina was more of a folk song. Another singer from the early 50s could also lay claim to the title B.B. King, a main influence on rock guitarist. Saul Bahari, one of the brothers who started the record label where B.B. King began his career, discussed King's guitar style for the history of rock and roll.
What's happening today was taken partially from B.B. King. I think that most of your real good guitar players today have, B.B. King has been their idol, both colored and white. And they have tried to emulate him to some degree, and then of course have put their own sound with it. But B.B. is the first one, I think, to really be outstanding with his blues guitar.
One of King's biggest records came in 1955, You Upset Me, Baby. Little Richard recalls 1956, the year of two of his best records for the rockumentary.
He told the people on the show, he told the audience, he said, one for this man, I won't be here for you today. He said that I recorded this man's fresh record that he wrote. See, I wrote Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally.
Fats Domino also remembered a notable song from 56.
People could tell us a song just by the introduction when I do dum 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 dum. That was one of my biggest records, close to 8 million.
Goes on with Laverne Baker and a